This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez, filling in for Vic Vella. Prepare for slow traffic this weekend on I-70 through Glenwood Canyon. It's prone to rockfall and landslides after the Grizzly Creek fire. Jason King with the U.S. Geological Survey says it won't take much rain to cause problems.
We think that just 0.2 inches of rainfall in 15 minutes could trigger a debris flow. And those debris flows would be bigger if that rainfall intensity is above that.
CDOT says it will close I-70 as needed to keep people safe. Colorado's highest court will not take up a lawsuit that aims to end some public health orders. Here's CPR's John Daly.
House Minority Leader Patrick Neville and a conservative El Paso County activist sued Governor Jared Polis and local public health agencies this week over protocols put in place in response to COVID-19. That includes the statewide mask mandate for inside most public places. The state Supreme Court declined to take the case Friday without explanation. A spokesman for Neville says they plan to take the case to the district court. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Health officials say at least 20 Coloradans contracted the coronavirus after attending the Sturgis Rally, a motorcycle event in South Dakota. Colorado is now asking anyone who attended the rally to get tested if they have COVID-19 symptoms. Showers are likely in the mountains and the Palmer Divide, 75 in Colorado Springs, 82 in Pueblo and Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.